Good times, great music, World of 2.9 W4 Country and Kanan Smith. Brian Welch live for the Midday Cafe at Suburban Chevy Cadillac of Ann Arbor. We got a big guest standing right next to me now. And I've talked to a couple of country stars, but no one with this kind of credentials. Joined now by General Miller. Good morning, General.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service. Why don't you tell us about all of your credentials?
Well, I'm a former Deputy Commanding General for the 38th Infantry Division, and I've been involved heavily with Veterans Affairs since I retired recently, and I'm also the State President for the Association of the United States Army, and I serve on the Board of Directors for the National Veteran Business Development Council. But one of the biggest reasons I'm here today is I also work with the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor to provide PTSD and TBI treatment for our veterans. I was contacted by the Eisenhower Center about a year ago, and we liked each other, and they asked me if I'd come on board and help them bring veterans into the program.
Well, that's amazing. Tell us a little bit more about what the Eisenhower Center does.
Well, they provide treatment, holistic treatment, as opposed to just pushing pills on young men and women. And the bottom line is in working with the Eisenhower Center, they have the major treatment facilities here in Ann Arbor. Then they have the Manchester facility, they have a farm, and they have a ranch. And so they provide, like I said, holistic treatment for our veterans. But it's in resident, and they have done a remarkable job to the point where the Undersecretary of the Air Force and the Chief of Staff of the Air Force have visited Ann Arbor and want to utilize Eisenhower services for Air Force personnel.
This is amazing. I want some audio of this interview because Bubba talked to officers, you know, all this week long, and he's traveling all over the place. I just talked to a general. That's kind of a big deal. Thank you very much, General Miller.
Well, thank you for having me, and I would like to stress, if I could please.
Absolutely.
I would like to stress to the people listening who are spouses of military members, you're the key to identifying PTSD. You're the key to helping secure treatment. You're the key to making sure that these folks get in there for the treatment they're due.
So there you go, spouses, friends, family members. Encourage, if you know veterans, to help them find treatment. Coming up after the break, we've got the band Perry on 102.9 W4 Country. Good times, great music, World of 2.9 W4 Country, the latest from Blake Shelton, the guy with a girl. I'm Brian Welch, we're live at Suburban Chevy Cadillac of Ann Arbor for Veterans Day, and I'm joined here by, you probably get jokes all the time, your name's Tom Jones. Happy Veterans Day, thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
And I'll spare you the jokes. It's not unusual. I'm kidding. You explain Michigan Operation Freedom Outdoors.
So Michigan Operation Freedom Outdoors is a collaborative of affiliates, and we strive to get people with disabilities, health challenges, back reintegrated to the outdoors.
And now you've got a friend with you here. What's his name?
Yeah, I have my service dog here, Baxter.
That's really cool. Now, what does Baxter do for you, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, he helps out a lot around the house, you know, with some reintegration issues I had, a couple of years ago. He's helped with that.
That's awesome. That's very cool. So if people want more information about Michigan Operation Freedom Outdoors, you got a website?
Yeah, it's miofo.org. It's MIOFO. And, you know, basically right now it's full swing deer season. We have restricted opportunities for 100% disabled veterans and anyone with a health challenge. Through the adaptive wheelchairs, we have accessible blinds on the state land sitting right on food plots, and we're actually hunting a nature preserve that hasn't been hunted since 2004. So all that information is right on the website. We have some spots open towards the end of November, but I'd highly recommend checking it out.
And now, what did you call the chair that we have parked out here?
They're action-tracked wheelchairs, and we helped. There's new legislation around that. Since they're battery-powered, you know, they have a 10-mile charge to them, and it becomes an extension of the individual. So it's, you know, the same as a pair of eyeglasses as far as the DNR and state land's concerned. You don't have to keep them designated to trails, and you can go anywhere anybody on feet can go.
And this is really cool. I mean, this thing looks like it is really an all-terrain kind of wheelchair here.
Oh, yeah. They, like I said, they have marine batteries, so you can get them down in the water instead of looking at it. And, you know, last year I had a guy drag. You just give them some ratchet straps, and they can drag their own deer out. So it helps. It helps a lot with the retrieving and the tracking and that too.
That's really cool. And the organization is Michigan Operation Freedom Outdoors. I'm glad you have it right there on your sweatshirt. It's like cue cards for me. Thank you very much for coming by. And if you want to benefit it's a great organization. And this is really important because veterans, like we said, they're strong, tough people, and hesitant to seek help. But this is really important.
Yeah, and it's you get the community and camaraderie. And that's what we do best. You know, MyOFO is not just for veterans. We didn't deploy to help service members. We, you know, it was the guys to our left and right, and everyone here in the country. So it's this is for everyone we fought for and fought with.
That's very cool. Thank you very much. Coming up after the break, we've got some Chase Rice on 102.9 W4 Country.